Can you guys?
That Hello, was Craig.
Fucking loud. Oh.
Get that in. That's the intro.
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome to Doc and Spyro's League News. Yes, we do still do this podcast. I am joined here by Dark Spyro and Esso. I saw your name was Drunk Bird on Discord, and I was like, "That's not his name. That doesn't seem right." I mean,
it is like, his name. Everyone knows Esso as Drunk Bird.
Yep, that's true.
It's his title at this point.
Yep, we have. It's been a while since we've done one of these. Sorry for the absence. I don't think I actually need to apologize, but I'm going to anyway. As everybody knows, the world is experiencing some interesting times. So, you know. But we're back, and quick recap. Congrats to the Riga Reign for winning the cup or whatever. Congrats to whoever won the VHLM Cup in 72. And
take it to a Saskatoon.
Good for them.
I was gonna say, I think it was. I'm not too sure though.
The logos are so similar. It may as well have been Ottawa.
I mean, at this point, like. We're past not only season 72, we missed a whole season, but we're past the off season too. Because the first Sims were today, which is exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened. Do you want to take us through the standings for the major, Spyro?
I really do, because we have so many more teams after this expansion.
I know, there was a fucking expansion. Jesus.
Like, so much shit has happened. Yeah, we didn't do an expansion podcast because, like Doc said, we've been really busy with real life stuff. Yeah. So. I'm glad to be back, just like you, and I apologize for the delay, too. But now, we're going to jump on into the North American Conference, and in first place is Toronto Legion. What the hell? Okay. That's a switch from, like, when we first started this podcast.
Okay.
So, two games played, 2-0-0. Wow, they're undefeated off the hop. They have 8 goals for, 1 goal against. Oh, rookies Jesus. Is holding it down. Damn.
Holy. Oh, it's Hextall. That's why.
Yeah, Jax Hextall.
He's a stud, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a cornerstone. But right behind them, finally out of the rebuild, little Drunk Bird over here with New York Americans, second
what
place.
Do you mean out of the rebuild?
Well, obviously out of the rebuild, you're in second place.
Yeah, you've only got Julius Freeman with 1,100 TPE, Acid Burn with 1,000. You know,
like you guys,
it's all Richard Pennison, to be honest.
They, last season, they made a fast turnaround from season 71, and we didn't get to really bring any of that up. That's why I'm like, they're definitely out of a rebuild now. Like,
hey,
shit.
Season 71, we missed by like 4 points. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I was the one who put you guys out by 4 points. I remember that was my game.
I feel like a red guy has been in the league for like 3,000 years.
Right.
Season 68.
I felt like he was like 65, bro.
How is he 68? What? Him and Bernard are 68? Damn.
That doesn't make any sense. Bernard's 68?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. I'm so far behind in TPE compared to those guys.
Are we old people now?
I know. I'm occupying the Joel Yolonen spot of not doing anything during the regular season and then coming alive during the playoffs, hopefully. So
hopefully. Should be a good playoffs this season with all the expansion teams. But anyway, back to these standings. My bad. New York Americans, 2-0-0, same as the Legion, but they're in second place. And that's probably because the goals for goals against is 7-4 for you guys. But, you know, that's still amazing. It's just 8-1. How do you go 8-1 in the first two games? That's either, like, it's pure luck.
I'm going to say it's luck.
I'm going to say it's 4-1 and 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or it could have been, like, a 2-1 win, and then they just dominated with a shutout the next game. Who knows?
Maybe.
You know what surprises me was... how shit my team was last season. We're third right now. Yeah, that's right. Vancouver, third place. We're 1-0-1. The Good only job. Team in the North American Conference with an overtime loss. And that's because of Seattle. appreciate that raise.
You're welcome.
Like 55 shots on him, and he had, what was it, one goal against, and it went to the shootout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that. It was ridiculous. So Ray stole that show, but we, you know, handed Helsinki their swift asses, and I'm pretty sure they outshot us that game. Yeah, like 44 to 32 or something like that. So not bad, not bad.
I'm looking we'll take at that. Vancouver right now. Who the hell is Gino Di Giantonio?
That's Penny.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Gotcha.
Penny. Oh,
that's a long name. Anyway.
We got a lot of young studs on our team. I'm just surprised we're doing so good.
Young cock.
Right off the gate. We just drafted Pop-Tart. Yep. Like Pop-Tart. Second overall.
Who is he? Is he a goalie?
No. Mika Adrian is a defenseman, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and Brock Wells switched to center. So, not bad. Yeah, team's starting to shape up. Luth Louth? I have no idea, man. You'd have to ask Beavis. Actually, next time we get him on the podcast, we'll ask him.
I think it's Louth.
I think it's Louth, too.
Ugh. I don't like that. That feels wrong.
Right.
Luth. Anyway, sorry, I'm derailing everything. I'm so.
It's no, it's fine. It's been so long, man. It's fine. But fourth place would be the Seattle Bears. You guys, 1-1. Yeah, 1-1-0 actually. So
that was a over celebration, but whatever.
Hey, man, fourth place. That's always a cause for celebration, especially when you are 7-7, so a zero differential, which means you guys not only murdered us, but you got murdered by somebody else.
We did not murder you. We got... What happened in that other game? I don't remember.
It went to the shootout, but it was like 2-1. Or like 3-2 or something like that. It was super close game. Not high scoring.
We lost to New York. Great.
What was that game?
I don't remember.
That was 4-2...
I think 4-3.
4-3 in New York.
4-3? Okay. And you guys are 7-7, so yeah, then it was...
3 in that game, huge ass, Olin Nolan, and Acid Burn.
Good old huge ass.
33-28, which isn't terrible, but Red Guy brought it home, and Rays decided to be hot and
Rays.
Cold. Rays. Yeah, he was cold miser this game and just couldn't do anything.
He was, like... riding the high from Vancouver, like trying to show off still, and just wasn't doing it. Like, man, stop posing.
Score my only points in a game that we lost, which is keeping with how it was in the World Cup, too. Michael Gary Scott ejected to the game at 1:34 the fourth period.
I have two players with 17 penalty minutes right now.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Also, I called it the fourth period. I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist. That should have been the name of our podcast. Oh,
the fourth period. Damn it.
You know what? That's too easy to make fun of, actually.
Yeah, that's true. It's right for exploitation or whatever.
Exploitation. Exploitation.
Exploitation.
Exploitation.
Exploitation.
That's some deep south right there. Anyway.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, fifth place here, Calgary Wranglers, 1-1-0 as well. And they are negative for -1. They have a 5-6 record. Didn't they just go to the finals?
Yep.
Calgary, they did, yeah.
They lost
for them in the final, actually.
And now they're below all three of our teams.
It's two games in, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the first day. This is all going to change.
I'm going to be bold and say this is how it's going to be all season.
This is uploaded.
This is definitely the case.
I have a feeling before this podcast is even uploaded, they're going to be in like first or last. You watch. It's all going to change. This whole probably. Standings is going to be for nothing. Well, I guess not. This is interesting. Los Angeles is in sixth.
Oh my God.
One of the expansion teams isn't in last. That's interesting. Who do they have on their team? They're 1-1-0. They're 6-6.
They're one of the better expansion teams, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. They drafted pretty good. And Chicago Phoenix is right behind them in seventh, 0-2-0, so they didn't win any games.
Sigurd Gunnar, Marcus Nygren, a couple good players.
Oh, yeah, they got some elite guys off of a bunch of teams that weren't protected. Yeah. I think they went first didn't they?
I
can't remember.
Think so.
I know they have. I'm pretty sure they had a wheel pick.
Yeah,
something like that.
That seems right. They're playing. I mean, this is a pretty good line. Sigurd Gunnar, Tyler Barbarash Jr., and Marcus Nygren on the first line.
Damn.
That's
like
good.
Golden Knights 2.0.
Yeah.
When the Golden Knights first came into expansion, they had like Marchessault and Carlson. Like, people were like, holy shit, what the fuck? These guys actually got some good players on their first line.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty solid line. The second line is like developmental guys, but that's okay. Like,
I mean, everyone's got to grow.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate Chicago is 0-2-0, but they're not in last like DC here. And
DC
is behind both the expansion teams, haven't won a game 0-2-0 as well. They're 2-6, so they're -4, but that's not as bad as Chicago, who is 3-11, that's -8. So I don't know why Chicago is above DC there, but that's the VHL standings for you.
I mean, there's London at 0-3-0.
Oh, we're about to go to Europe right now. Do you want to do the conference or?
Oh, wait, I'm not on the... Go ahead.
All right, I'll just go through it. No worries. So the Cup champs are not feeling the Cup hangover at all. They're in first place in Europe. That is the Riga Reign 2-0-0. They are 10 goals for, 5 against. Highest scoring team in the league right now. I bet you that's all Patrick Talinder. That guy's a beast.
Jesus.
But,
that's scary.
Yeah, that's... I can't believe that they're still... like going strong, like no big deal. Yeah, we're just gonna take this cup, keep going. That's still impressive.
In 2 games
to win both of them back. Yeah,
yeah.
Not missing a beat. They're still playing playoff hockey.
True.
So second place, Malmo Nighthawks. They are 2-0-0 as well, and they have a 9-4-4 goals against for
so
an equal differential. Yeah, 5 differential.
Malmo coming out hot.
That's interesting. I remember in like season 70, I said that. I was like, Malmo's going to turn it around. They're going to be really good soon. And it just didn't look like it. But now, I don't know.
They were really bad last year.
Yeah. And the season before that.
Yeah.
So that's good to see, though. I love it when teams that are in the basement for a long time finally turn around.
They're doing it with a 281 TPE goalie.
I know.
It's
how?
Really.
Gray Kark, Gray Falcon. Gray Falcon, Gray Falcon. Shark Strong is the name.
Oh. Wait, he's already up there?
Yeah, he got called up.
God damn.
But he's their starter. That's
I mean, Normal didn't have a starter.
Yeah, but that's brutal, though. Like, our backup does welfare and practice facility. He's got, like, 300 TPE.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, TPE doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't, man. It's like, yeah, when you play EA NHL games, 90 overall goalies always get dumped on. And then the goalie like, 72 overall just, like, stands on his head. Mode. It's brutal. But, yep, so we'll go to third place here, which is Moscow with 1-1 record. They are 6-6 goal differential, so that's 0, which is not bad. They're tied with the next team, though, not in goal differential, but in the exact same win-loss record, which is 1-0-1, and that would be Davos. And I'm pretty sure they finished really strong last season, didn't they?
David. They did okay. I think they underachieved.
Yeah, like, but they're still like top three in Europe, weren't they?
Let's take a look at the season.
Who?
Davos, David.
Oh, David. They were third last season. Third.
That's not bad. That's a huge turnaround from being dead last. So Gustav and Baraka doing some wonderful things over there. And I hope they keep it up.
Third in Europe,
cool
they
scene.
Were... Yeah, they were overall.
What's impressive with here is they got 8-4 as well, but 7 against. So they're +1 still, but the 8-4 matches the maximum goals in North America right now, which is Toronto. So Europe has a higher scoring conference than us right now.
I'm pretty sure Europe has worse goalies. to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think out of the top five, four of them are in North America.
Riga got a goalie. Malmo don't. Dallas doesn't. Moscow does.
Yeah, it's Bernard. That's the.
Helsinki doesn't. Prague, kind of. London doesn't. Warsaw, kind of, but not really. So, like, you got Riga and Moscow.
Which are both goalies in the top five, and Bernard and Eagles. 2 and 5, I believe. No, 2 and 4. Or something like that.
Yo.
No. Red guy's above me, so that puts Bernard at 5. But, again, that's Ray's Funk, a red guy, and me, who are all in the top 5, are all in North America. Then Jack LaFontaine and Jax Hextall are right behind those guys, like, in 6 and 7, also in North America. So, yeah, we got lots of goaltending over here.
Yeah. All right.
Now, let's go down to the 5th place team so we can wrap up these standings. We got Helsinki, and they're 1-1-0. Oh, I accidentally hit the zoom button as I was trying to scroll. They are 7-8, so they're -1, the inverse record to David. And they're pretty much tied with Warsaw, except they have one more goal, one more goal against. Same differential. But Warsaw, 1-1-0 in 6th place. Like I said, 6 and 7 differential. Warsaw. That's one of the expansion teams, Warsaw Predators.
Yeah, that's just wild that, I don't know. I'm still not used to seeing the expansion teams on there.
Right? Yeah, Warsaw, they're in 6th.
Warsaw can surprise people, I think, just because they got a Triple H.
They got Triple H over there. Damn. Like,
Triple H with 1,000 TP, second highest is Dalton Wilcox with 448.
That's not too bad. That's pretty close to what my roster is like. Like, low 500s and stuff.
So, like, Triple H gonna get all the points. None at all.
Yeah, he's either gonna be a big bust because it's Triple H, or he's just gonna go ham. I hope he's a bust. Please be bust.
I mean, he's already a bust.
That's what I'm saying. Just don't make this the season where he decides to go nuts. Not while he's not on Vancouver.
He's running out of time to actually be good.
I know. Well, he's got Brock Lowe still, so.
True. Well, but I mean, Triple H, like, his legacy.
His legacy is almost done now.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because he was all the hype. He was, well, it was like him and Bruno Paolo, wasn't it? In 68, before I got called up.
Paolo's like season 65.
Oh, okay.
Does Triple H have the most TP of anybody ever?
No.
No.
That's Ryan Kastelic.
Eno Ramos' character.
2K.
1300.
2K.
Oh, it was 2K?
Exactly. 2K.
Oh, my God. And he was a huge bust.
He's good for the Hall of Very Good.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer, but yeah. Hall of Very Good.
That's insane.
So we're going to go to 7th here, which is Prague. So it's not just like North America. They actually do have an expansion team in last place, as Esso was saying earlier. But Prague has 3 games played, so they're 1-2-0, and they have 11 goals for, 10 against for +1. But like I said, they have an extra game on everybody in the league, except for the last place team, which is London United. And with their 3 games, they're 0-3-0, 7 goals for, 15 against for -8, tied for worst in the league.
Damn.
Is it tied? They have 3 games in, so.
Yeah. So worse than tied, technically.
I'm gonna go ahead and just again say that this is 100% accurate to how the rest of the season's gonna be.
they have 0 points in 3 games.
They're not gonna score the entire season.
let's put it this way. They're on
God, could you imagine?
Pace in a 72 game season, they're on pace for 0 points.
they sure are.
Like, fuck. That's horrible.
Things
that's
are
a horrible
not looking good.
That's a bad statistic. I hate
you have four teams with 72 wins.
I mean, they don't even I was gonna say they don't even have a goalie. They do, but he's not great. They've got like 7-8 players.
Who? DC?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about London.
London, yeah, they don't have a player. That's what they have.
I think I'm drunk.
Who was it that dropped? Who was it that drafted our goalie? Like in Ottawa?
Oh, Hoop? I think.
It's Warsaw. Yeah.
Warsaw? Yep. He's not there yet, obviously, but he's going to be there next season.
Yep. No, they've got Nicholas Fumba in net.
The best goalie around.
Okay.
But yeah, fucking
he'll probably overtake Fumba pretty quick.
Hoop will be the future of that place.
He's gonna be the cornerstone that Warsaw needs. If they win a cup, it's probably gonna be with him, and I'm gonna be so happy. I'll be like a proud daddy. They'll be like, that's our first pick ever. Now he's gonna be in the Hall of Very Good.
I'll pick him.
Or better. Let's hope for better. But
I mean, I hope so. He's
that concludes
huge.
The majors. So speaking of him, we should do the minors. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll run through the minors real quick. You go ahead and get it pulled up here. I need VHLM. I need index. Give me that hot index action. All right. So first, we're going to go through the Eastern Conference. In first place, it's the Minnesota Storm. They've got 2 wins, 0 losses for 4 points. Makes sense. 13 goals for, 1 against.
Damn.
So, that's pretty intense.
Yep.
In 2 games, that's pretty fucking serious.
Oh, yeah.
Their next game is against Mississauga. So that should be interesting.
Didn't we just play Mississauga?
We did. We dunked on Mississauga hard. We've got, I know, it's a good feeling. We've got Miami with 2-0, who they beat. One team, I forget which team it was, and Ottawa, and I don't feel like we should have lost that second game. I really don't feel like we should have lost that because we outshot them like 2.5 times almost.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it was ridiculous.
And they won 4-2, so I don't know what he paid through PayPal, but Ricer is, you know what, I'm just going to skip over the salt. In third place is Ottawa. 1-1-0, as you would expect. We've got an 8-5 differential, or an 8-5 for a differential of 3. And then in fourth is going to be our former team, Mississauga, 1-1-0 also, but with a differential of -4.
Damn.
Which we have a lot to do with, because we beat 6-1 in that one
game.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we beat them 6-1, and Hoop stood on his head.
Yep, pretty damn good. Yeah, and then the Western. Oh, and bringing up the rear in here is Philadelphia and Halifax. Philadelphia 0-2 with a -12 differential, which is not great.
But so it's Halifax, so it's fine.
And then Halifax is -5. I mean, nobody cares about Halifax. They're playing Miami next, and Philadelphia is playing Ottawa. So good luck to them.
All of our Halifax listeners hate us. I love it.
No. They're Dill and Sean are fine. Like, I have nothing against the team. Halifax is a fine team. They're Satanists, but they're a fine team.
Oh no, it's confirmed. Baraka went in there to be an insider and confirm it for sure.
See, the thing about him though is he would have been a happy Satanist. Except he got pulled
maybe
out.
It was just so bad that he's like, nope, get me out of here.
Maybe Baraka was too extreme for the Satanists.
Maybe, who knows?
That's what I'm thinking.
Now we need real answers.
Yeah. Hyperthink emoji.
Oh my God.
Anyway, all the cool people talking emojis. Anyway, Western Conference is Saskatoon in the lead right there, 2-0, with a differential of 2. We've also got Houston with a differential of 6. They're 2-0. Las Vegas, 1-1-0 with a differential of 3. And San Diego, 1-1 with a differential of 0. And bringing up the rear on that side of the world is going to be UConn, who's 0-1. They've only played one game. Oh no. I'm sorry. They're 0-1-1. So they had an OT loss.
They have 1 point then,
Yep, they have 1 point with a differential of -2.
And that's Mexico's, not terrible.
No, it could be worse. Mexico City with a differential of -9, and they're 0-2. So,
damn.
For them. So, yeah,
Rip. That
pretty much wraps up the standings for the M. I mean, again, all of this is law, and this is going to be the final standings.
Of course.
Do you guys see, I guess it brings me to my first question, who do you see going all the way in the VHL this year, and who do you see going all the way in the M this year?
Well, obviously in the M, I gotta say Ottawa.
Yeah.
Like, are they though?
They're going. I mean, they're going all the way, man. We stacked up. We're going.
Yeah, but there's you're in the same conference in Minnesota and Miami.
That's so fine.
We're gonna merc through them.
It's
no
fine.
Worries.
Miami has a lot of really good players, but I'm gonna say they have too many good players. I think they really just need to focus.
But do they have a really good goal? Actually, they kind of have a good
goal. Yeah, they have. It's like Minnesota and Miami have literally everything they need.
Yeah, I just seen that. I was like, damn, they're like actually set up.
I don't
across
think
the
we're
board.
Missing much. I'm no. gonna be honest. All of our people by the end should be capped. Like,
I mean, most people are capped by the end of the season.
Yeah, all we got to do is make playoffs.
Which I'm confident.
I mean, it's most likely going to stay the same team makes the playoff as right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, those top three. I don't think that's going to change too
much. It's top four, right?
Oh, yeah, the Hounds are up there, too. They're in the fourth place.
Yeah.
Like, mini Miami, Ottawa, Mississauga, Saskatoon, Houston, Las Vegas, San Diego.
That's when I just deploy the all gas, no break strategy and go all offense on all the sliders.
And then just lines. Like hoop is 60
and then lose
brick wall.
7-6.
Yeah. Just the highest scoring games.
Don't make us Toronto, dude.
Is that what
from
they
a Leafs fan? Don't. I mean, for a while there, they had zero defense, all offense, and Freddie Anderson and that was really good.
I mean,
Freddie Anderson can't stop 60 pucks a night.
Do they
himself.
Arguably have a good offense? Because they couldn't score on David Ayers except once.
I mean, this is when they're supposed to have better defense at this point and be a better team than what they were previously. I was like, are you sure? I don't feel that confident about you guys right now. And yeah, they couldn't beat a fucking Zamboni driver. So,
I mean, that's amazing. I'm not even mad.
Not mad. As a Toronto fan, that just makes me love David Ayers more. I'm like, that's amazing. You just
he's from Toronto.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And he like literally dunked on his own team unintentionally.
Good for him.
It's amazing. He's gonna be a meme for life.
So good.
In the VHL, I don't know.
Thank you for focusing us.
Yes, my bad.
Jeez, I mean, that's tough.
Expansion teams are getting missed. That's like...
Well, the expansion 100%. Teams? Yeah, it's so
expansion
hard
teams are missing this year.
I know, but it's just... It throws a wrench into who you think's actually going to make it now out of the guys that, you know,
yeah,
like, all
that's
regular
the thing.
Teams.
Because, like, DC can't be that bad, right?
Oh, I think it's safe to say they're done. They're done before they started.
No, but like, they can't be that bad. Like, I literally gave them one of the best centers in the league like 2 seasons ago.
They've got Benny Graves. I mean,
they've got Benny Graves and Boris DeForest.
Groovy dude is going to be good depth for them. Boris DeForest, yeah.
Who's their goalie? Man. Isn't their goalie still
that's
Wallstein
a thing. I don't even know who their goalie is.
Let me check. I think it. Yeah.
Oh, Wolski.
He's got like 700 TPE. He's great. What?
Why the fuck are they laughing?
I don't know. What the fuck? We're just trying to find what's wrong with them. We listed
I'm
a bunch
sure
of
that's
positives.
What Eno is saying.
He's like scratching his head. The lines look good to me. What the fuck is happening?
And that's the thing. Like, can Toronto maintain their stuff, or will they lose? And
really good last season.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to go ahead of Vancouver, Seattle, New York, and Calgary.
Yeah, I don't see Seattle dropping. I don't see New York dropping. I think they're going to stay good.
Vancouver depends.
I think we could drop a little, or we could Calgary's maybe stay up. Where that's we like, are.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, is Calgary really out?
LA is interesting.
I feel LA's like
not going to make it, but LA's, I think LA is going to be the best expansion team out of.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be.
They'll probably miss by a couple points. They might get close.
No, I don't think so. I think in North America, it's going to be something like Seattle, New York, Calgary, either one of the. Like, you can mix and match whatever 1-3.
Yeah. And then Vancouver or
Toronto. Even Vancouver or Toronto at 4. The other at 5. And then, like, LA. No. I don't know. It's going to be DC or LA, Chicago last, yeah. And the other one at 7.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I feel I like definitely the bandwidth think
one of for the top of these four.
Teams, yeah.
One of the top four right now is going to drop out, for sure.
Yeah. Most likely is Toronto, I think.
Especially for Calgary, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't want to say Vancouver, obviously, but at the same time, I feel like Vancouver's bandwidth is between somewhere in second and fifth place. I don't think we're a first place team. I don't
think
we're
going to be between one and eight.
Oh, fuck.
Bold. Very bold.
That's true.
I mean, Vancouver has a better overall ranking than Seattle. So.
I don't know. And I don't think I know who made this sheet. Because I lost kind of a lot.
And Scott Green is a bust as a first liner, so.
That's fine, I got acid burn as a first liner.
Oh my god, that's a bust.
You should put them back on the same team, same line again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when acid burn was good?
No.
That was when Joel Ilonen was on Seattle.
It was all Joel Ilonen setting up.
The season acid burn got 80 points is the season Ilonen got 69, so like
nice.
That's perfect. You can't be mad at that. It's amazing.
Got it. I mean, is that acid's best season? God, is Scott Green better than acid?
Yep.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, Scott Green's not bad, dude.
Oh god, I just feel like he's so shit. I don't know why.
He's not a franchise, but he's definitely elite.
You can be worse than Ilonen. My best season is 69 points.
Yeah, I guess my best season was 93.
You got 93 points?
Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
That's not.
That's, I don't feel like that's that in good. 72 games, that's really good, dude.
Ugh. Maybe
that's like being 100 points
hard this season.
It's like getting over 100 points in the NHL in 82 games. That's the equivalent.
And Lowman, 57, 53, 51, 69, 64, 63, 40, 49.
God, season 68 in Seattle though, with 17 points and 14 playoff games.
Damn, yeah, I was
a beast in playoffs. I got 50 points in 54.
Jesus, that's pretty good.
That's all I was good for. Fucking loading.
Yeah, I'd like some individual awards. That'd be cool. But
yeah, I only have I have one in the VHLM. Not even
the
VHLM.
Only award I got all my career in the VHL is GM of the Year last season.
Nice.
Damn.
I lucked into that one.
I think I got world championship. Like, no, those are junior championships. Like, the world juniors or whatever.
Yeah.
I got 3 awards there. And I got 1 award in the M on the Hounds in S69. And then that's it. I haven't gotten anything in the fucking majors.
That was garbage in the minor.
I was great.
Ilonen was alone on the Las Vegas squad.
because we traded away stuff that was still there. We made the playoff and got swept.
Oh my god.
I had 82 points that year. I was okay, but there was a season that fucking Dalberg had 120 or something.
Oh my god.
So I was okay, I got more than a point per game, but whatever.
Yeah.
And shit.
And then I got yeeted into New York first line because no one was there. I almost won Rookie of the Year. And then nothing happened.
I almost got Rookie of the Year, but that whole thing was I played not enough games.
That was confusing.
I played 14 games or something as a backup. That's really and people annoying. Are like, you didn't play enough. If it was 20, maybe if you played half the season. I was like, but the guys you gave it to were half the points of the previous season Rookie of the Year. It's like, goddamn.
Yeah,
and then,
really
in comparison to the goalie that got runner-up, he had, who was it? Oh, it was Rays. He played, a whole season because he was a starter as a rookie. But his stats were, a 907 or something like that. And mine was, a 938. I was like, what the fuck? Or no, 934. It was, absolute, ridiculousness. People are like, that wouldn't last if you played more games. I was like, but I played 6 more than the minimum. I didn't need to play more. My stats were a 9.68 at 8 games.
Damn.
Yeah, they were god mode. That's because Vancouver was so good that season, though. It was season 70. I think we won. What is it? We got the most points in the regular season or whatever. It's the President's Trophy. But we got our asses handed to us in the playoffs. Common trend.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
It's fun peaking in your rookie year, isn't it?
Right. Well, we should probably head to a little break and then we'll come back and do some questions.
Oh,
got a
good.
Bunch of them.
Yeah, we should Alrighty. Roll through some of these questions. We'll do that when we get back.
Absolutely.
Imagine this. It's the VHL, but it has live sims every week with commentary. Plus, it's not hockey, it's actually cricket. That's right. I'm talking about the cricket sim. If you would like to join, let me know or let CX Squared know. We're about to start our second season. We've got a player creator set up now, so it's going to be very interesting. It's friendly for beginners and you'll learn a lot. So if you're interested, even in the slightest, let me know and we'll get you started. Thank you and I'll see you there.
What's up, VHL? It's Dark Spyro here once again to inform you that I have a YouTube channel. I've passed 100 subscribers, so I have a new URL, and that link is youtube.com/darkspyroplays. I've recently started uploading some Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links content alongside my weekly Pokemon Nuzlocke series, and of course, I always have other stuff in the works. So one more time, come on down and check out youtube.com/darkspyroplays.
G'day mates, it's Brock here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify, plus there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Doc and Spyro's League News. We're going to go ahead and answer some questions. We have quite a few of them, mostly thanks to Esso here disseminating them through pretty much every locker room in the VHL and also us not having done a podcast in a while. So let's take a look at some of these, shall we? You guys ready?
Yeah. We should also mention to everyone that initially we were going to do a live podcast, but... Yeah, the internet capabilities on everyone's end. Yeah,
my internet decided that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This was gonna be. This was also gonna be coupled with European trucking, of the simulation variety, and that didn't happen. So,
yeah,
but that's okay. We still got questions for you, Gorlob. I'm gonna kind of skip over some of his meme ones.
What do you mean meme ones?
Well, go through all of them.
Oh God, we're gonna be here for a while.
Who is us slash we? Well, my name is Dr. Funk. I'm joined with Esso and Dark Spiral.
Hello.
I joined the league back in, I believe it was May of last year. And yeah, I make a podcast on here. My player name is Scott Green.
Yeah. Dark Spiral here. I joined September 26th this past year, so I've not been here that long. And still on my first gen character too, which is fun.
Same.
Yeah. I do player overall, so I like to do the full out VHL team overall ratings for articles. I've been kind of slacking on that lately, but I try to do that every week and I'll get back to that eventually. I'm going to start doing graphics of Game Breaker cards, and I do this podcast. Oh, I should also mention, me and Doc are also AGM and GM of the Ottawa Lynx.
Yes,
that's very throw that out there.
That's what I've been having there. Fun with most of the time, actually.
Right, it's GMing, yeah.
And it is I.
The drunk bird.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy that you tried to reverse temper? Yeah, that's me.
Oh yeah, I'll just edit in one of those like hip hop air horns to like.
There you go.
Perfect. No edited.
We got right. SO.
Which VHL GM do you get along with the least?
Probably Julius, because I've never interacted with him.
Oh, he's fun. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
Jim, yeah. Cool. I get along the least because I've never interacted with
right.
him.
This is true, though.
There's been no getting at all. Yeah,
exactly.
I would have to say Bushido, just because my only interaction with him has been dunking on his team and like calling him a shithead publicly on the forums. So
shit.
That was not my proudest moment, but I wish him the best.
There you go. Well, I fucking hate Bannett. No, I'm kidding. I love Bannett. which GM do I not get along with? I honestly don't know.
Probably that New York GM. He's kind of a bum.
Oh, man, no. Otherwise, we wouldn't have you on the podcast. We'd be like, yo, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Why do we want him to have TPE? Get out of here.
And fuck that guy. Wait.
I mean,
cut that out. Cut that out.
can we edit that out? No. Oh shit. No, so I don't
I'm looking at the list of GMs and everything. Calgary Wranglers is just listed as Jubis. So I guess Bushido doesn't count.
No, Jubis is officially the GM.
Good for him. Good for him.
That's awesome.
I have never interacted with Jubo at all.
So neither have I don't think.
I mean, I've interacted with Jubo because he was my first GM back in season 63.
Hmm.
He was GM of Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
And then he took over for Quick when Quick decided that taking a vacation for 3 months was a good idea when you're a commissioner.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wait, I have an answer because I actually thought of it. So, my least favorite GM, and this is not, like, serious, I'd have to say Victor, because he always thinks I'm taking shots at Moscow in my overall ratings. There you go. There's an answer right. for you.
Hey, we love you, Victor, but apparently...
Oh, yeah, love you, but...
You struck a chord there, because Spyro is nothing but honest in those overall rankings.
Man, like... Too honest. I know you do, it pisses dude. Me like, off.
You're like try to give it as honest an appraisal as possible. Like, well, and also because it's a calculation. It's not even opinion.
That's what
it's
I'm
just
saying.
Straight up the numbers.
Because I have a very the very first post I made for those overall ratings, how I came up with the idea, all the math behind it, and if anybody wanted to double check my math, how to do the equations for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when he seen that, I was like, are you kidding me? You think I'm taking a shot at your team? I can't a shot at any team.
Where was Rika in your rankings last time?
The last one I did was at the beginning of season 72. So I still have to do the end, which I am going to do.
I'd be interested to see how often your like top overall team actually wins the cup.
Riga was up there. I remember that. But the top overall team is usually Seattle, and they've won 3 out of 5 times.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
If you had to choose.
Six,
I mean, what's up?
I was reading another question.
Oh, my bad.
if you're not done, you can go ahead.
No, all go right. ahead. It's cool.
If you had to choose who makes the best graphic in the VHL.
Ooh.
Definitely not that Gorlap guy.
No, yeah. Definitely not that Gorlap guy who's asking the question.
Yeah. No, Gorlap's really good. As far as ones that, I gotta give a shout out to DeBear, just because he came up with all the new logos. And yeah. I know they were really shit on, but like, I think they're pretty good. And then.
Yeah, that's not easy. Like, Matza had to make a bunch of logos too, right?
Yeah. The first answer that comes to my mind, though, is Enno.
I was going to say NO2 because he made my SIG. That's biased.
Gorlob's going to be so mad.
Good. I hope so.
Now, Gorlob, I'm looking at your signature underneath your questions here on my computer, and I notice you have your Davos logo, and it's a really cool logo and like is animated and all that stuff. Why does your player still have the Moscow logo on his chest?
That's a good question.
Like, I'm not crazy. That's definitely the Moscow logo.
Yes.
I mean, I think we just proved why our answer is the way it is. Mm-hmm. We love that, Gorlap, but we'll talk. Damn.
What VHL 4-run team do you use? Dark team.
I use light mode.
I use dark theme because I like to see things.
I use dark theme for the portal, I believe. And on the forum, I'm on mobile. So,
theme, I'm on black 2.0 default. That's me. So,
if you had to choose... No, fuck this question.
Yep.
What is the last reply before SO in the thread from April? What kind of shooty one at say every 2-season podcast is this?
This is Doc and Spyro's League news.
And we were doing it every week for like 8 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And then we did our video podcast as well. Yeah. So we've got like at least 11 of these motherfuckers released. No, we did 12 straight. Sorry. So we have like 13 episodes out.
Yeah. And now we're going to go clean until 300, so
you're ready. Well, yes, I need to go be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We're just not going to stop recording for 10 hours straight.
Exactly.
And then you cut it.
We got cut all it every, of the TP coming. So
just 15 minutes each.
So if we recorded a 12-hour podcast about season 73... and just released it in half-hour chunks, at what point would they stop approving it for, like...
Oh, man, they would have stopped approving it week two, when they're like, all this shit's wrong and off, and what the fuck is happening here?
It's still League-related.
But it's...
They're just out of date for, like, 3 seasons.
I just love the idea of somebody, like, releasing a podcast to, like, season 80 of, like, the 65 season.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Can we not do it with Dazzlin? We'll do it with a joke, like, 5-minute podcast. We'll record an hour straight and just cut up 5-minute segments and do that every week.
Who wins
2 points
in season 60-73?
Well, we were talking about this earlier, right?
Not David. That's gonna... What I'm gonna
say. Yeah. Not Davos.
Shit the bed.
I know Vancouver's not going to win, but because this is the season that they have, like, not no hope, but less of a chance compared to seasons past, I want to say Vancouver. Because 3 seasons we had the second highest overall and got murked in the first or second round.
That'd be cool.
I would love to see something.
I don't care about any European team except for... Davos.
Except
so it'd be nice to see either New York or Seattle or Vancouver versus Davos in the final this year.
Absolutely.
That'd be
fun. I don't want Davos to win, but I want to see them in the final against one of our teams.
They can get fucked, but it's fine. Gustav, Matthias.
Thanks for the question, Gorlap.
Yes, thank you. Also, feel free to ask that anytime. If you ever want to be on, that'd be cool.
I was just going to say, Gorlap, if you're listening to this, you got to shoot us a DM or even just comment on the thread below. Just be like, yeah, I'm available. Just, we'll set something up. Just say something so that we know you're interested.
Exactly.
Figure it out.
Just DM us.
And now we got G, who is one of my first GMs. First GM was Acid Burn when I joined. But when I got drafted, the first person who drafted me was Gustav. So it's nice to see some questions here from.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I'll run through them quick. The first question here is, who is your favorite member of the league and why is it Gustav?
My favorite member is Yes.
Yes. That's it. Cool. Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Two, cool. It's recreate time and you're back in the VHLN. Other than Ottawa, who do you sign with?
Mm.
I would like to go back to Mississauga, if not Ottawa. Go back to the roots.
I kind of want to go to every team.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
No.
No, just throughout like, the time he's been here.
Yeah. I've done would it be Vegas, Ottawa, Minnesota, Mississauga, San Diego.
You're getting there.
That's 5 out of what, 12?
Yeah.
Damn.
Missing 7. Almost
you're halfway. Almost halfway there.
I mean, I've had 3 players.
And you just got drafted, didn't you? With a goalie?
Yeah, I just got drafted.
What if I recreate a player and then go through all the whole draft and everything without applying my TPE and then get drafted as a recreate and then just make all penalty shot?
Please.
Super useless in the playoffs. You'd be so useless in the playoffs, but people would be really mad.
A lot of shootouts, though.
Oh, yeah, because goalies don't put anything in the shootout. I think I have like 50 in there.
Yeah,
that's it. That's really high. Right? Like, no, most goalies don't even sink in a penalty shot. Like, I've seen LaFontaine and Hextall. They both got like 35 and 40 or whatever. I got the idea because I seen guys like Rays and Eagles and stuff, they had it up to like 45, 50, 55 stuff.
Alright. Can I have one league job that you do not currently hold? What is it?
I don't own a league job, so I would say VSN podcaster would be amazing. I have
basically every major league job right now.
Yeah, you're kind of stacked. You can't really answer that question.
I would take... Just make me a blue. I'll go with that.
A blue. I mean, the only answer we couldn't really give was to be an MGM or AGM or whatever. That's what we already are.
Yep.
Perfect.
I wouldn't want to be a blue. Fuck that pressure. We're coming after you every day. I mean, right. It could be worse. You could be an updater.
I am an updater.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm like the one of the lowly updater. I update enough to not lose my job.
I feel like that's all you have to do.
I mean, no.
Shit. All right, so thanks, G, for your questions.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Now we have Caleb the Mighty. Ooh. Whose player is Viktor Krachev.
Interesting.
Just got drafted to Warsaw.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
That's cool. Right. Good for him. He's got 3 questions here as well. The first one is, with the fantasy leagues beginning again, who makes up your top lineup for the season?
Ooh.
Give answers because I need to make my pick next.
I made mine.
Jaguar. Freeman, Triple H, Flowers, Adrian, and like Eagles or a red guy.
Aw, you dick.
You're not gonna give us points.
See, I mean, I had 3 assists last season. I had the most. Oh no, I had 5 assists last season. I had the most of all goalies. It's
basically nothing.
But that's still points.
I'm gonna go ahead and take exception to what you just said because it's interesting. You just said, well, I guess yeah, Jaguar makes sense. I would almost choose Jaguar, Green, and Jubis.
That's an interesting top four.
Why Green, though? Because it was good like 3 seasons ago.
Why? What do you mean, why Green? Green was my first pick.
I had 93
points. I always take Scott Green. Yeah, Scott Green's dope.
Have Jaguar in center and then me on the wing or reverse it. It's fine.
I mean, fantasy don't need to like, have a lineup.
I'm pretty sure Scott Green's an 84 overall, too, which is one of the highest in the league.
Highest in the league right now are Freeman and Flowers.
And they're at 85, I believe.
See, everybody's laughing at me as a fantasy
player. Paddy Wagon was an 86, but I think he's 84 now.
Everybody's laughing at me as a fantasy pick until I put 99 in checking.
Right.
Did you put 99 in checking?
No. Yeah.
I nope. didn't do that. No, God, no.
No, you'd be ruined.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone asks me to look out in the VHL, who's the best? You guys, who is someone that is staple to their team, even with all the best point production? I think that's actually a good Green answer here.
I didn't want to, like, I guess, you know, give myself too much credit in that regard. I was going to say Hulk Hogan, because I can't imagine him on any other team.
Yeah, it feels like he's just asking, who do you think the franchise faces are for each club?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if Ilonen was still here, I would say Ilonen. He's like, it's literally like, he's not the superstar, but he'll get you 60 points.
That was like Triple H in Vancouver. Yeah. He was the franchise face here.
That's what I was going to say until he got traded. Like,
not anymore,
like,
though.
It's fucking Triple H. Like, he's the face of Vancouver.
And then when he left, it was Freeman and Eagles, and then they're both gone.
Yeah.
Now it's Jeff Downey and me, I guess. We're the only guys that aren't new.
Who are the faces of each team? That's a good question, actually, segueing.
I asked that in the press conference earlier, too. So it's interesting to see somebody ask that hours after. It's like, damn.
Like,
for New York. Calgary.
Oh, go ahead, please.
We have Flowers.
Red guy.
Yeah, Flowers and a red guy.
Red guy's definitely a face.
Like big stars like Freeman and Byrne, but like they weren't there.
They're not franchise faces there yet.
No.
They were franchise faces on other teams that got pulled in.
Yeah, they're not New York for life.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have an Owen Nolan too.
I feel
Calgary,
like
I'm looking right now, just going down the list. It's
Calgary's
be
gonna be LaFontaine, Rice, and Jubis.
Yeah.
100%. Those are their 3 faces right there. That's like
new expansion.
That's like back in the day, Kane, Taze, and Crawford, or like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, you just couldn't. Okay.
Absolutely.
They're obviously the faces. You can't just. They got other amazing talent, but you just knew.
Malmo has to be Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it's basically the only one left.
That is the only player there. But yeah, 100%. That's their franchise cornerstone.
Yep.
That's like the Nick Lindstrom of that team.
That's true.
But Lidstrom wasn't alone.
God, these teams just don't have people that have stuck around on one team. Damn.
I think for Vancouver, you'd have to like put me and Jeff up there. Jeff is probably the oldest player, and he's the captain. But I feel I'm more not vocal, but I have like the podcast and like all that other shit. Oh, wait, he just became a GM of an expansion team, too. So
good for him.
Yeah. So, other than that,
Moscow has to be Bernard.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Before, you could have said it was, like, remember, it would have been, Jaguar. Like, Jaguar, Schmitty, and Pavlov.
Damn.
But now, yeah, I'd say Bernard for sure is their face.
Yeah. Interesting question. Thank you, Khalib. His final one is, what are some ways you all feel the VHL can improve in the next few seasons? Any feature you would love to see added in, removed, or tweaked?
More expansions.
Oh my God. More expansions? Fuck. I think we're good on that for a bit now, dude. We are good. Isn't there 16 teams now in the VHL?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. We're good. Don't double it. Please don't fucking double
God
it.
God in heaven.
If it turns 32, to 32, I would be...
Expansion right now.
More games?
Fuck. Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean...
I mean... How about add the ability for goalies to score? Because I'm always for that. It would make skating 99 so worth
yes.
it. Yes,
I really want
goals.
That, actually.
Even if it's just one goal in a whole career, that needs to happen. Please.
I'm changing my answer. Who got that recently? Was it Pecorine?
Yeah, Pecorine scored. Yeah,
good for him.
Actually, I remember the All-Star game, Mike Smith scored one. He scored like
Mike Smith.
He scored three in his career.
Holy
what
shit.
The fuck? Yeah, two for Arizona and one in the All-Star game.
What the fuck?
The one for Arizona was when the goalie was leaving the bench like because they were pulling their goalie or whatever with 30 seconds left, and he lobbed it from his crease all the way past the far blue line.
Oh my god.
And it went it curled because it was going a little bit right, but it curled left and right straight dead center of the net.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and everybody like swarmed him. They're like, "Oh my god." And they like from like 5-3 or like some shit like that. It was just the nail
now,
in the coffin.
You've played goalie. Is it hard to do that?
To launch a puck with a goal stick in a perfect line is not that difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But to sauce it like a frisbee so it's flat, whether it's a real stick or not, is very hard. I've practiced that for years, dude, and that was my set play. Eric Carlson used to do that with Mike Hoffman. He would sauce it
also,
from the goal line.
You also have to like get through 10 players.
Damn, that's
so
true.
In order to make it from the goal line or the crease area, because I've seen Eric Carlson do that pass to Hoffman, and he passed it just on the other side of the blue line, so he wasn't offside. It was perfect, and it had no wobble, nothing. It was like a frisbee sailing, and it landed perfectly with spin, so it was a saucer pass. It went 114 feet in the air in an arc. Yeah, that's not fucking easy. Imagine doing that with a goalie stick.
Oh my god.
In a perfect straight line. Yeah, that becomes a lot more of a challenge now. So,
goalie
yes,
goal would be really cool.
It would be super impossible to see, but if it happened, people would be like, this right here is amazing.
Like a 1 in 1 million chance or something.
Yeah, make it like, even if you have 99 skating and like 99 agility and like 99 penalty shot or whatever, so that you're like good at poke checking or shooting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, make it so you have to have three, like, not bad, but not very useful
so
stats maxed out.
I guess I have just a general hockey question. If, let's say there was a, let's say it was empty net, and someone comes at the goalie poke checks the puck, and somehow the puck ends up going all the way down to the other side and gets in the goal, is that a goal?
On what, a penalty shot, or just in a game?
If it's like extra attacker... Final minute of a play.
Oh, so like, not a penalty shot if it's a real play?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've seen this happen. A goalie, I think it was Evgeny Nabokov. He was recorded with a goalie goal, but he didn't actually shoot the puck. What he did was he made the save with his stick, and it guided it to the corner. And one of the opposition forwards tried to dish it back to the defenseman because they had six attackers, and it went through both of them. And it started, rolling towards the net, and the last player's stick that it touched was Bokov's. So it was registered as his goal.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay,
right?
So cool. Yeah, like, I feel like that should be possible.
Oh, man, so here's a great one. In NHL, not NHL 20, but NHL 19, I played more competitively. I haven't really played 20. very often, actually. But it's in 19,
same. I hit all the time, but it's not.
I great. Have 6 goalie goals to my name in competitive hockey. Well, and I think I have like 30 assists or some shit. Most of it is like, I'll go behind the net, I'll get it, and I shoot it high off the glass like a defenseman should. But it ends up going on an angle where it's like going straight towards their net, and either dude's on a breakaway 2-on-0, or there's nobody in net and it's just rolling.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The first time it happened, I didn't score it like directly. Their guy scored it, and they had a goalie in net. I cleared it all the way down. Should have been an icing, but it wasn't. And then, yeah, dude grabbed it from the corner, came over to his goalie, and accidentally wrapped around him. And I was like, oh, wait, I was the last one to touch the puck? Yeah, that's my first goal ever as a goalie.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. Then after that, I just started going for long bomb plays, and it works a lot. Or it used to. Like I said, don't play NHL 20 that much.
All right.
Yeah, let's move on to Grape.
I read it. No.
Asked a big no. question, so no thank you. Plate has a single question, which makes me very sad. And I'll ask it anyways.
Yeah.
He's asking, obviously, me and you, Doc, why didn't we draft him, aka Marcus Schauer, in the second round?
So it.
He's garbage. There we go.
Here's the thing. I didn't know he was joking when he said not to draft him, because he repeatedly said, don't draft me. I'm probably going to ask for a trade if I get drafted. Don't draft me. So,
oh my God. You thought he was being serious?
I thought he was being serious because,
oh no.
Like, dude. I don't want him to not have a good time. And that really is my
you don't want him
goal.
To quit the league. Yeah. Right.
So I didn't
you
draft him.
You want him to have
him.
Fun. So you're like, all right, I'll let someone like, else draft him then.
If,
well,
if
now
I'd
we got a
known,
trade for him.
If I'd have known that had, and I can't make that trade happen, unfortunately, without
I
blowing
know.
Up either both Houston or Ottawa.
Exactly.
So I wanted to draft him, but like I was like in the back of my mind, like, is he going to stick around or what? Like, I don't know if he just joined Ottawa because of the ice time or he genuinely wanted to be here. And then I only found out after I drafted Volchenkov, who is his cousin, that if I had drafted him and Volchenkov, they would have both stuck around. So I don't know. That's why I didn't draft you, because I didn't know. And I wanted someone who was going to stick around, and I didn't want to waste a draft pick on somebody who was going to disappear.
Not, yeah, and not enjoy their time here, especially if they're like saying... Yeah, I understand that. You got to take it at face value.
So,
it's a joke.
I hope I see you both in Seattle. Let's put it that way.
Hey, hey, whoa. No. Get your eyes
the
off
evil
line.
Empire.
I'll draft him so I can bench him.
Damn it, stop.
Are we just glossing over Grape's question? Because the
We're
answer
not
is,
going to.
Yes, I would poison him. Moving
okay.
on.
There you go. There you go, Grapes. You got your answer. So, Reno asked a question here.
Actually, okay, first question is the same as Gustav, so...
Yeah.
If you could bring one member currently in the SHL, but not in the VHL over here, who would you be and why?
I
think that's a mean question, because I'm the only one in the SHL.
I would bring over the first person alphabetically on their player list.
I mean, the one that I would bring over just created, so... I guess...
Who is that?
It's Gecko.
Gecko? Mm.
Invite him.
Oh, he's already joined. He's on Houston.
That's cool.
I mean, you can see him a lot in the... He's one of the guys that plays League with us.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, if you go in the VHL General, you'll see him right now in the living room. It's the Trico.
Cool. Nice.
The Trico mode.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I see All the
right,
Trico
so
guy. Yeah.
I'll read off the next question. But,
yeah, for sure.
Like, why birds? Why specifically the Natu with sunglasses?
Okay, so before I was a Bonesparce.
I remember this story. Nice. Yeah.
Good reason.
And I don't know why, but I found this picture of the sunglasses gang, which is like, that's Nyko's the Whooper with sunglasses. Can I find it? I need to find it. Do I have it still?
Oh yeah, Nyko is a Whooper.
There we go. Okay, I'm putting it in. Wait, no, that's not article chair. There. Damn. Where is it? Okay, there we go. I'm putting it in general in Ottawa.
Okay.
Sunglasses gang. So I had me and my friend in my Pokemon Draftling. We were each one. Where we were each one of every month.
Okay.
And I took the Natu. And the meme is I'm always drunk. So I was drunk bird. At first I was cool bird. Because I was a bird with the sunglasses. So I was cool bird. But then the meme of me being drunk all the time went on. So I legit don't know why. It just came to be.
Pretty good. I like it. I mean, I can't imagine you without that being your symbol anymore.
Yeah, I know. I had Charizard X with the sunglasses for a bit in honor of the Pokemon glasses game, but I switched it back to Dark Spyro. But I'm still rocking the sunglasses.
I'm a pretty big fan. Like, I know you suggested the Slowking, but like, I like how that one turned out really good.
I love it, yo. It fits you so good, bro. Slowking with aviators is like
the Ray-Bans and the like gold chain.
It's perfect, dude. You can't change that ever. Yeah, I want to put my Charizard one back, but I put this one on because I switched it on YouTube recently. For the site, I'll keep it as Charizard. Or go back to it, rather.
All right. Who's your favorite first gen of the Season 73 class? The Season 74 class?
I don't really know.
I don't know.
73 class for VHL or VHLM?
I mean,
it has to be a first gen, though, right?
I'm going to say Hoop.
Is Big Al 73?
I'm gonna pick Hoop, too, because he's 73.
Yeah.
Is Big L? I think Big L is 73, right?
Big L's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good too. I haven't really talked to him before though.
Does Twists count? Because I like Twists a lot too.
Twists is 72, no?
Is he? Probably.
I think he's 72. Yeah.
74. It's basically recreate right now. So like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you for 74.
Why does RJ bully me into answering medical questions in the UC? It's for studying, Reno. It's for studying.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
How do you increase the price for taking a sip of water on your stream? Do you hate your viewers? Yes, I do. When there's 45 people, I'm... Because I have... On Twitch, there's... it's channel points, basically.
Yeah.
So you watch, you get points, basically.
Yeah.
When I stream anything other than draft, I have to take a sip of water at like 400. But then when there's the draft, I have it at like 700-800. Because
oh my god,
there's a difference between 6 people watching me and 45.
Oh my god,
damn!
So that's why I up it with
water the whole time.
Yeah, and just one time it was when I first made it, I made it at like 200, 250. And like, there was Muff and Reno just drowning me. And I was like,
oh my god. That's jokes.
That's funny.
Thank you, Reno. All
right. Yeah, so thank you, Reno.
Reno.
Next up is Jubis. Question one, why is Calgary your favorite team?
We could just skip that one.
Yeah, fuck this. Yeah.
I know you guys are used to seeing it. It still weirds me out when somebody who isn't British spells favorite with a U. Like, that's just so alien to me.
we're Canadian, so that's
I know. F-A-V-O-R-I-T.
See, the thing with Canadian English is sometimes we put the U, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, it's true. It's not even there all the time. It's there
so sometimes. How about the word color? Is that spelled
with a U? Color is with a U, but I know some, like, I'm not English native, so, like, I know there's some word that in British English there's a U, and then there's some in the Canadian English. There's sometimes not, we take the American English, and sometimes we take the British English.
Exactly. Weird. It's super strange, dude, yeah.
Huh. What type of player are you planning on creating next? I think I'm going to go center again. I think I finally decided that recently.
Part of me wants to be a goalie again, but I also want to get points, so...
I don't know, because I just recreated.
As a goalie?
Yep, because I wanted to hate myself.
Yep, you're going to remember just how bad this shit is.
Yep. So the VHL play against the VHLM in the charity sim event. Yep. If you want the VHL to destroy a team like 18,000 to do, maybe.
That'd be kind of amazing.
I feel like if it was mixed, like you have some VHL players on one team with a bunch of VHLM players, and then they're playing a team of mixed players as well. Just don't put one team with the major goalie and one team with the minor, because it'll be lopsided either way. Put two minor goalies on the bench, two major goalies on the ice.
Would you rather win 3 cups in 5 seasons or have your player have 150 point season? I roll Dr. Funk.
I guess this is directed towards me.
Yep.
I mean, what's the most number of points a player has ever had in a season?
I think it's close to 140, 150.
I mean, I would take the 150 season, probably.
Let me go. I know it's season 62, where Project Cass got like $18,000 points.
Just because I feel like 150 point season is,
I can go that far.
Pretty remarkable. You have to be at more than 2 points per game to do that.
Oh yeah.
So I think I'd choose that. That's pretty amazing.
That's Hall of Fame status. Even if you never win a cup, it's like this guy had the best season of all time.
That's gotta win like the.
That's Wayne Gretzky. Even if you don't win the cup, that's Wayne Gretzky for his season.
Yeah, for sure.
Eric Lindros, I'm pretty sure, has never won a cup and is a Hall of Famer.
Oh my god. He never won a cup. That's so sad.
Nope.
Damn.
Never won a cup.
Oh.
At least Ray Bourque won a cup. That motherfucker at the end of his career, he's like, I'm going to Colorado to win a cup, and then he wins a cup.
Season 62, Podrick Cast had 79 gold, 95 assists for 174. But that was the weird. It was season 62 was when there were like 5 active players.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And like, goalie. These were at like 3 TPs.
So it was just Dunk City.
Yep.
That's right. Amazing.
Well, thank you, Jubis, for your questions. Moving on to Baraka.
Good luck to you as well, Jubis, in season 73.
As long as it's not New York, Vancouver, or Seattle that you're having good luck against.
No, resident through. Why podcasting? Because I'm lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also good fun, too.
It's really easy and it's fun. That's all.
Compare this to writing out a media spot every week. That's why we started doing this. It was just a lot funner to do. We didn't have the time to keep going, but now that we're back, I hope that we could keep this rolling. If not every week, maybe every other week or something.
Yep. Who has been your favorite guest? Well, I mean, just based on sheer number of times they've appeared, it's probably Esso.
I mean, am I a guest at this point?
I was going to say Esso and Baraka are both like, they're like we're
analysts at this point.
Esso, Baraka, and I'd probably throw Razor and Jubis in there too.
Yeah, they're all podcast experts or analysts, whoever you like want to title which.
I feel like the one with Razor was almost unlistenable because, like, we were just laughing so hard the whole time.
Oh, but it was so funny, even though none of it was edited. Yeah. It was just such a great podcast to record.
God. Which guest would I like to get on? I'd love to have Banna.
Yes. We need to get Banna on here.
I need him on here. Banna. I want to hear how he sounds. I need to hear his voice.
For like an hour and a half.
Like that one time with Gustav.
Yeah. Gustav does not sound anything like I think he would.
Nope.
He's really smart and he sounds smart. So it was like, damn it.
his voice was literally generic white guy.
It really is. But he sounds smart when he's talking.
White guy won from like the list of voices in a RPG.
Oh my God. Exactly.
Upstate New York white guy.
Exactly.
How will I get through all these questions?
Standard white male.
Yep.
All right, so how will we get through all these questions? I don't know. We should start rapid firing through these then.
Yep. One day at a time. How do you feel about being a TPR farm for Esso? That's great. I feel great about it. Thank you, Baraka.
thanks, B.
Next is Beavis. What general managers or team had the best drafts? I'm going to say...
Me. There we go. Easy clap.
Miami and the M probably had the best one.
Yeah, Miami did really good. We had a lot of good picks, but they drafted really good. They had a lot of good picks, too, though.
And then I don't know. I know I had a shit draft. I had one pick, basically.
The VLCL draft almost doesn't matter, honestly. I hate to say it that way, but, like, come on. Like, it's not like anybody's loading up on, like, new players, like, altogether and stole all these amazing people. It was pretty...
Well, every season. Yeah. I mean, like... When you get decent long-term players low in the second round in the VHL, like it's nothing like the VHLM.
Mm-mm.
I mean, in the second round in the VHLM, you're supposed to get good players, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
But right now, like, if you get a good player in the second round in the VHL, like, the end of the second round, we're at pick, like, 40.
Yeah, that's when it starts to dry up.
I mean, dry out? I think we'll have to drop it to 3 rounds soon if we don't get a lot of players.
Damn. That's rough.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, all of the picks in the VHL are so useless.
Yeah. Who was your draft gem from each league? I don't know.
I don't even know, dude. I mean, who got drafted? Let's see some names that I remember. Rocket and, I guess, for the pick, Line A.
I think he was drafted a bit high, to be honest.
Yeah, so I got something, because that guy is actually in my fantasy league group, and he's supposed to go after me. And he didn't pick. So it went through the order. And then there are no Rocket.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And so it came back to him. And it said, all right, he's on a 10-hour clock. Or he's going to be, like, skipped permanently. And then he replied, like, 10 minutes after that was said by the group leader, which is JTV, I believe. And he's like, yeah, I don't have time for this.
Oh, shit. That's a good gem.
Yeah, there's your gem, bro. Yeah, I don't know who I would pick as a gem per se.
It's too early, I would say.
Yeah, it's two games into the fight. Like, come on. How are we going to know who is amazing? Like, it's been day one. Like, ask us that again, Beavis, halfway through the season, and then we'll probably have real answers, because we'll be like, yeah, look at this guy.
I mean, even... At the end of the middle of the season, I think to look at a gem, we would have to wait at least 2-3 seasons.
Oh, yeah, like to see if they're a steal or a bust. But I mean,
see if a gem, like if the, I don't know, 45th pick makes it to the VHL, and then he was like really good. I would say that's a gem, but like
my opinion of a gem pick is Hooperama. He was our first pick ever, fifth round. What was it, like 63rd overall? And yeah, dude's gonna be a franchise goaltender. Like, come on.
See, that's a gem.
That's a gem and a steal all wrapped into one. Steal for us, but he got drafted pretty appropriately in the VHL. He got drafted around where I got drafted, actually. So,
all right. Who are the top three teams in the big league this season? Riga, Calgary.
I almost want to say Seattle again. So hard to go against Seattle being a top team.
Seattle is old.
I know, but their guys all have great overalls still. What the hell?
I want to say, just because it's the easy answer, Seattle, New York, and Vancouver, but...
No, Vancouver's dropping.
Yeah,
Vancouver's not...
Well, I would say...
They're middle of the pack now, yeah. I would say.
We were worse than middle of the pack last season. I feel like we bounced back pretty quickly, but it's still pretty early to tell. I think our saving grace is like Louth moved to the center and he's got over 1,000. Jeff Downey's got 100 as or he's got 800.
I hope he's got 100.
I was gonna say 100 less, but he's got 800 now, not 900. Yeah, but he's got 800, which is still a lot, and he's our captain. And I'm at like 850 right now, so we got some good leaders, and then the rest of our guys are all max earners. First round picks, and they're all like 550 and like just growing. So I'm excited. Should be good. If not like a cup contending team this season, which I highly doubt, like next season's going to look really good.
You never know. I mean, Seattle won in 68.
Yeah, you never know because that was a young team.
Man, that cup run where I almost won the canoe. Rip. All right, thank you,
Beavis. Can you imagine?
Yeah, thanks, Beavis.
Dale, go back to your room. All right, we can go on.
We got Garsh here. He put something up here. It's 26
minutes.
Oh, you already did that one? All right, cool.
Yeah, I ran the calculations real quick. It seems
I did like some quick math.
Nice.
Like 2 plus 2 is 4, minus 3, like minus 1 is 3 quick math.
You carry the 4, and you really, I mean, it's pretty obvious at that
point. Yeah, easily.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for all the questions.
Well, there's a next page, I believe. I'm just
no, it's just people talking.
Oh, just people answering. Meeting. Okay, awesome. Well, those are all of our questions, and that almost wraps up this podcast.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think that's a good stopping point. You know, I think this is a pretty good one.
It's been a good, nice little break, but I'm really happy to be back. I hope we can do this like every week again because. Something to look forward to, and we get to talk to lots of members around the league. So if you are new to the VHL in general and you've never been on a podcast or heard our podcast before and want to be on a podcast, just DM either me or Doc. Just drop a comment down below on that in the thread or whatever. And yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, we literally love anybody from anywhere, especially our players in Ottawa.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Don't be shy.
He's on here.
We love getting to know people, and not only that, it gives the whole league a chance to see like a little bit of your personality too. So, and I think that just about wraps this one up. So, thank you so much for joining us again.
Dude. You're welcome. I'll be here in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Sweet. We will see you next week.
God.
I know.
I thought it's Baroka's week next week.
I know, right? I thought we had the Australian analyst next week.
Gotta get Cole back on, too.
No.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sure he would love to. He loves podcasting with us.
Yep.
But
thanks for listening. This has been Doc and Spyro's League News. Hopefully we'll see you again next week.
Have a good one, everyone.
See ya.
Imagine this. It's the VHL, but it has live sims every week with commentary. Plus, it's not hockey, it's actually cricket. That's right. I'm talking about the cricket sim. If you would like to join, let me know or let CX Squared know. We're about to start our second season. We've got a player creator set up now, so it's going to be very interesting. It's friendly for beginners and you'll learn a lot. So if you're interested, even in the slightest, let me know and we'll get you started. Thank you and I'll see you there.
What's up, VHL? It's Dark Spyro here once again to inform you that I have a YouTube channel. I've passed 100 subscribers, so I have a new URL, and that link is youtube.com/darkspyroplays. I've recently started uploading some Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links content alongside my weekly Pokemon Nuzlocke series, and of course, I always have other stuff in the works. So one more time, come on down and check out youtube.com/darkspyroplays.
G'day mates, it's Barocca here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify, plus there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.